some intel on the Sox. It's the Front Office Report on EEI.
Joining us right now for the Front Office Report this week on the Harbor One Hotline, it is Red Sox GM Brian O'Halloran. Hey, Brian, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent, thank you. You got to be honest when you answer this, because I don't know that many of us expected this this 9-game run here. Did you expect it? Be honest.
You never expect a 9-game winning streak. It's they're pretty rare. So I'm not going to lie to you.
So if you were to at this early point in the season look at one thing that you think has led to where this team is right now, is it? Can you look at one thing? Can you say it's Alex Cora? Can you say it's reasonable starting pitching? What do you look at and say this is why we're at where we're at right this second?
Yeah, I don't think it's one thing, but you said two important things there. Certainly, Alex. It's been great to have Alex back, and he's obviously pushing the right buttons and got the team going really well, so that's a huge factor. There's no doubt about that. The pitching, the starting pitching, has been good. The bullpen's been good, and you know we've gotten plenty of production out of the offense as well. So it's just playing good baseball. And so I couldn't pinpoint one thing, but after that first series against Baltimore, we've played pretty well in all facets.
Brian, we talk a lot about coaches throughout all sports, you know, Brad Stevens in basketball, Bill Belichick. What's the one thing about Alex Cora that stands out there? It seems like a lot of players love playing for this guy and they buy into what he says.
Well, I think number one, he's just really authentic and just unbelievable at connecting with other people. And it doesn't matter where you're from, what your background is. He builds relationships with people. I really think that's number one. And also, I mean, he's a incredible baseball guy. I mean, this guy lives and breathes baseball. He's been in the game his whole life. He cares about it a lot. He pays attention to the details. And so I think I could probably go on and on about Alex, but I think those are the couple things that stand out.
Hey, Brian, Garrett Richards today, there was a lot of discussion in the offseason about Kluber or Richards. What was it about Garrett Richards that sold you guys on him that he was the choice to go out and grab this offseason?
Well, you know, Garrett's had a really good track record of success when he's been healthy. He's obviously been snake-bitten by some injuries, including one we probably all remember at Fenway Park a few years back, but had some other things. But when he's been healthy, he's been a really good starting pitcher, he was someone that we knew we needed to add to the rotation. We had Erod coming back, but Martin eventually coming back, but we knew we needed to add to the rotation, to add depth, to add quality. Garrett's been a guy that's been when he's been healthy, and we've had a solid medical report on him from the process that's been able to give good innings, and we just felt he'd be a good fit here.
Brian, we have we've had some guest hosts in the last few weeks, and Kendra is here this morning, so I want to introduce you to, and I think Kendra has a question for
you. Yeah. Hi, Brian. How's it going?
Good, Kendra. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. I want to know, in such a strange year, I mean, nobody could have predicted this, and things have obviously been a little bit different. I'm wondering who you've seen kind of in the offseason step up, who you think's going to have a good season and kind of be that person that the Red Sox can rely on for the rest of the year. I mean, it's early, so who have you seen step up so far?
Well, a bunch of guys, but I mean, JD Martinez coming back to perform at such a high level has been really gratifying. It's been good to see. I know JD was very frustrated by his 2020 season, the way it went, so that's huge. And I guess the other one I'll single out is Erod, just because coming back from what he endured last year. So those two guys, it's great to see them already having success early, but it's going to take a whole team effort.
Hey, Brian, how much success do you credit to LeBron James for this 9-game winning streak?
Well, I think if you look, yeah, I'd have to look at the timing, but it's definitely a big factor. I mean, you gotta say nice things about the owners, right? So yes. I should probably do that.
That's very important. That's very important.
Brian, one of the things that we talk to Lou every week, Lou Maloney, and one of the things that he talks about is, you know, pitchers being able to get you 5 solid innings. It seems like, you know, pitchers have changed over the years, and just, you know, a guy getting you 5 innings and keeping you close to games is that's what teams are looking for. Is that kind of the mindset now? Is it kind of gotten away from, you know, pitchers going 7 innings, you know, starting pitchers?
Yeah, I mean, I think you want to get as many innings, as many quality innings as you can. I mean, you know, yes, obviously, you know, in the course of all our lifetimes, it's changed a lot, you know, back from, you know, when we were kids and guys were going 9 innings all the time or 7, 8, 9 innings. But yeah, I mean, I think, you know, ideally you'd get 6 or 7 innings out of a guy, but nowadays it is very common to feel good about a 5 inning start if the pitcher keeps the other team off the board as much as possible. And, you know, there's all these, there's a lot of reasons for that. And there's, you know, there's all kinds of work on, you know, third time through the order and that type of stuff, and optimizing how you use your relievers and different things. But in the end, you know, you're not going to succeed unless you get innings out of your starting pitching. So the more you can get, the better. But yeah, it definitely has changed over the years.
Quick question with regard to fans. Have any of the guys said that that's made a difference this season as opposed to last?
Yeah, just informally, I know guys are excited to have players in the stands. I've heard from a few of them, and you know, one example is Alex Verdugo. He last year, I remember, you know, this guy brings so much energy himself. He was able to kind of light up the ballpark even with no fans in there. But he talked a lot about that. I think he talked publicly about it as well, about lamenting the fact that there weren't fans, and he really, you know, feeds off the energy. And I think that, you know, the guys you know, play this game you know, for the fun of obviously there's a competition, there's trying to win, there's the professionalism of it, but there's also, you know, you play for the fans, and so to have at least some fans in the ballpark is a huge difference, a positive change from last year. Hopefully we can get more soon.
I think you may have broken the sunglasses yesterday. Do you reimburse for that, or how does it put in an expense report on that, or how does that work?
I don't think Alex is in our expense report system, so I don't know. I'll have to look for that to come through.
I mean, those are expensive. Unbelievable catch, though.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I'd ask LeBron.
Oh, yes, incredible.
Just, he can go to LeBron for that. All right, Brian, thank you. Great to talk to you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.